This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration. And today I'm sharing two stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Blessings of Christmas. So we all know the holidays are rough if you've just experienced a loss. And we got a lot of stories in our new book with some great ideas for how you can help yourself or help someone else who's facing the holiday season after the loss of a loved one. In our first story, Monica Anderman tells us that her mother-in-law had recently lost her husband around Thanksgiving, and she just didn't feel like putting up a Christmas tree. And this was a woman who had always made a really big deal out of Christmas, with lights in the front and backyards, decorations hanging from the ceiling, candles glowing in every corner, and wreaths and poinsettias adorning every window. And the tree was always a freshly cut pine. It was always up and fully decorated. And there was always an amazing Christmas Eve dinner that even included a visit from Santa. But this year would be different. There was no way that Monica's mother-in-law was going to do what she and her husband had done together for the past 50 years. Monica says it was heartbreaking to think that not even a tree would adorn their home this year. Phone calls were made to mom and conversations were had with her children and grandchildren, trying to summon even one small spark of her holiday spirit, yet there was no convincing her. And that was all perfectly understandable because I can't imagine being only a few weeks past losing a spouse and diving into Christmas decorating, but it made Monica very sad. She thought there had to be some way that she could help her mother-in-law have at least a little holiday decor around to bring some joy back into her life. So one afternoon, Monica was out shopping and she saw a display of fresh cut small Christmas trees, the tabletop size. And that gave her an idea. She bought some lights and a tinsel garland and some ornaments. And she carried that little tree and those decorations home in her arms, a half mile walk. Her husband wasn't sure this was a good idea. Giving his mom this tiny tree when she was used to having a full size one seemed kind of risky. But Monica thought it would work, although she was a bit nervous. So she and her husband decided that they would drop off the tree anonymously and see what happened. And they wrote a note from the Christmas elf wishing their mom a Merry Christmas instead of putting their own names on the note. Well, as they were trying to leave the front door where they had put the tree anonymously, their mother caught them. And guess what? She loved the little tree. She said there was only one thing missing, and she went and got a small framed photo of her late husband, and she placed it on the table underneath the tree. Monica says, that Christmas, the only thing my mother-in-law enjoyed more than that little tree was telling anyone who would listen about her daughter-in-law, the Christmas elf, who walked half a mile hauling a tree so that her holiday spirit could be renewed. Sadly, we only had one more Christmas with Mom. 2 years later, she joined her beloved husband in heaven. But each year, in her memory, the Christmas elf seeks out and delivers one anonymous tree with the hope that it will bring someone else the same joy it brought my mother-in-law.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So Kathy Boyd Thompson has another story about a creative solution that she used to help herself through the holidays after losing her husband. She wasn't looking forward to that first Christmas without him, and she didn't know how to make it special for her children and grandchildren either. She says, For me, there would be no delight in decorating, cooking favorite dishes, and wrapping presents. I stared out my window and racked my brain for a way to help us through this first Christmas season without him. She looked at the trees that her husband Byron had planted for conservation purposes and noticed one straggly evergreen that was squeezed between two mature trees. The top looked nice, but the bottom two-thirds had been starved of sunlight and water. So she decided to cut down that tree and use the top 6 feet as her Christmas tree. It looked great in her living room, and Kathy decorated it with lights, but just didn't have the motivation to add on the ornaments as well. But she knew the grandchildren would want to see the tree fully decorated. Maybe she should just let them hang the ornaments. But then a different idea came to her, something she wasn't sure of. It might be a blessing for the family, or it might make everyone hurt even more. But after praying about it for a couple of days, Kathy decided to go ahead with her idea. She asked each of the children and grandchildren to bring an ornament for the tree that reminded them of Byron. Kathy says, after our holiday dinner, we gathered in the living room. I had scattered bright red apple ornaments throughout the tree branches. The apples opened the first story, my story. Kathy told a story about how she and Byron had come upon an apple orchard on their honeymoon, and Byron had grabbed an apple, twisted it with his hands, and held out half to her. She'd never seen anyone twist an apple in two before, and she was impressed with his strength. The apple ornaments reminded her of Byron's strength, not only with sharing an apple, but his strength as a person. One by one, everyone told a story about their father or grandfather and hung an ornament on what they were calling their remembering tree. Some stories brought tears, but many brought laughter. This remembering tree activity made their missing husband, father, and grandfather an integral part of their family celebration that day. Kathy says they're going to do it again next year with new ornaments and new stories. Comfort, compassion, creative ideas, all to make the holidays merrier. And we're doing our part with this new book about the blessings of Christmas. Royalties from the book help support the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation and the amazing work they do on behalf of children in need, making sure they get wonderful Christmas gifts no matter what their family circumstances. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, the blessings of Christmas, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about it. You'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. And if you have your own Christmas story to tell, believe it or not, we're already accepting submissions for our 2022 book of holiday stories. Anything from Thanksgiving to Hanukkah to Christmas to Kwanzaa to New Year's would be welcomed. Just head over to chickensoup.com and click on Submit Your Story to learn what topics we're working on and also how you can craft a great Chicken Soup for the Soul story and join our family of writers. And please come back for our next episode for a story about a mother's love and courage and a very grateful son. We'll hear from TV newscaster Kelly Wright about his amazing mother, who was raped by her pastor as a teenager and raised the son that resulted from that.